This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1439. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded December 17th, RCI gone for 5 days, but CFRX is back. U.S. and U.K. forced to use shortwave for Kyrgyzstan. Holiday special programming, Iceland for breakfast and lunch on longwave. Is Syria silent? Separating Leif from Port Blair, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. On Saturday morning, December 13th, I knew something serious had happened at the Sackville transmitting plant of Radio Canada International. I was not hearing RCI or any of the many stations it relays on any of the regular frequencies. Now, there'd just been an ice storm in New England, so I figured some power lines might be down in New Brunswick as well. But apparently that was not the case. We eventually found out, thanks to inquiries by Jeff White, that there was a problem with a transformer serving the Sackville plant at the main substation, as they put it. So that put them off the air completely. They hoped to be back on the air by midday Monday, December 15th, but they were still missing, and still missing on Tuesday the 16th. Finally, they were back at the beginning of the day, Wednesday, December 17th, says Jeff White. And indeed, we were hearing again all the usual frequencies and the usual defects, such as the distorted modulation on CBC Northern 9625. I wonder how many people noticed, not in the DXing community, but in the shortwave listening community, that there were no more signals from RCI, nor from the many stations it relays, including China, South Korea, Japan, Vietnam, Austria, Sweden, Vatican, Czechia, Netherlands, Monaco, and Turkey. I suppose KBS in Korea and Voice of Vietnam were hardest hit, as they're pretty hard to hear at all in North America via direct signals. CFRX Toronto 6070 had been missing for about a month, starting in mid-November, following their latest reactivation a few weeks earlier. And as you may recall, the reactivation really wasn't working, as there was hardly any modulation and the signal was weak. But they had returned on December 16th and were heard in full force on December 17th. In fact, the best I've heard them for a long time. Excellent modulation and more signal than you would expect from only 1 kilowatt. However, at night they're still facing severe interference from CVC in Chile. I was listening about 0653 UT December 17th when they had a talk show on originating with CJAD in Montreal. So CJAD indirectly also has a shortwave relay. In the daytime, however, there's no interference at all. And if you're close enough to Toronto, but not too close, you may get reliable signal all day long from CFRX 6070. Let's hope the latest repair takes care of the problems for good and can keep up such an excellent signal. Steve Canny via Neil Wolfish says that they're back on at 1,000 watts. Sounds great near the field. The transmitter, recently repaired and retested at the Armstrong factory in Syracuse, New York, is running full out and very well. And he says, we'll be getting an on-site type approval of the transmitter by Industry Canada very soon. So I guess it's still considered experimental. Oh, by the way, Bill Harms in Maryland was first to report them back on the air December 16th at 1730. As you may have heard, Radio Liberty lost the FM relays they'd been relying on in Kyrgyzstan via a station called Radio Azatik. That's A-Z-A-T-T-Y-K. According to a report on RFERL's website, December 15th, Kyrgyz authorities said that the station relaying Radio Liberty in Kyrgyz, would not be restored unless its programs are submitted to the government for prior approval. Of course, that's totally unacceptable to Radio Liberty. So, Nevin Naji reported to Cumbre DX that on December 15th, Radio Liberty is resuming shortwave to Kyrgyzstan, namely at 12 to 12:30 UT on 9465 and 13755, which Ivo Ivanov and Maguria says are both relayed from Sri Lanka, and at 15 to 15:30 on 7150 via Wertachtel, Germany, and 11790 via Lampertheim, Germany. The next Dan Lewis show on WBCQ and Radio New York International features conversations with popular communications editor Edith Lennon, yours truly Glenn Hauser, and a replay of an interview with Ben Cobb of 26MHz.us. That's UT Monday, December 29th at 0100. It lasts 2 hours. That's Sunday evening, December 28th, starting at 7 p.m. Central on WBCQ 5110. Programs also stream and will be archived thanks to John Lightning. The interview with me lasts no more than half an hour, so it's somewhere in the middle of the two-hour block from 0100 until 0300 UT Monday. Jeff White tells us about some Christmas programming on WRMI, 9955, and Webcast, among the Cuban Exile programs. On December 21st, the Brigade 2506 program will have stories about Christmas in a Cuban prison by two former political prisoners, including the author of the book Against All Hope. That's Sunday at 16 to 1615 UT. Trova Libre, the musical program in Spanish, mostly Cuban, will have a Christmas edition, UT December 22nd at midnight to midnight 30. And among the religious programs on WRMI, we can expect some Christmas specials, such as Maravillosas Palabras de Vida from the Salvation Army, featuring Christmas music of the Salvation Army Band, brass band that is, UT Monday at 0100 to 0115. As I've done for many years now, I've compiled holiday special programming pages from webcasting public radio stations. You can click on the link and see the schedule for special programming, mostly musical. It's on my monitoring reminders calendar at worldofradio.com. You'll find an obvious link to this at the top of the page. I put these up for the benefit of art, not as an endorsement of any particular religion. Here it is, mid-December, and no special medium wave DX tests have yet emerged. Kevin Redding of the ABDX group prompted members there to try to get something arranged, and one has been from the very rare state of Rhode Island. Thanks to Jay Rogers, it's WOON, as in Woonsocket, 1240 kilohertz. Yes, it's a graveyard station, so it'll be quite a challenge. The test runs Sunday morning, December 21st, for 1 hour at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 0700 UT. Of course, like all graveyarders, they're running 1 kilowatt non-directional. There will be Morse code IDs, voice announcements, and a jingle repeated over and over for that hour. So aim your antenna toward Rhode Island and hope for the best. If you missed any of those details, and hopefully for news of further special medium wave tests, go to www.dxtests.info, maintained by Brandon Jordan. Radio Mexico International is being reactivated. Well, that's what they're calling it, but it's actually a private individual, a ham in Mexico City, who's decided to start a webcasting station under the same name as the previous external service of the Mexican government. He's looking for programming contributors. You can get to it by rmi.es.mn. That forwards to his own QSL.net page, XE1A, slant radio with a capital R. Thanks for this news to Ivan Lopez Alegria via Jose Miguel Romero. We've had several reports of an off-frequency Latin American station close to 6196 kilohertz where nothing has been listed. 6195.82, heard by Chuck Boland in Florida, December 9th, from 1047 until 1100. Sounds Peruvian, but there's also interference from BBC at that time. He also heard it on December 10th, the next morning, from 1030 to 11, on 6195.84. And then reported by Bob Wilkner in Florida on 6195.77, December 10th until fade out at 11:25. And furthermore, by Bob Wilkner again on 6195.80, December 15th, from 1040 to 1105, but very hard to hear any definite ID. That is provided, however, by Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia on the Condish list. He says it is the station suspected Radio Cusco in Peru, which had previously been varying on the low side of 6195, around 6194.3. He says they broadcast hours and hours of programming from the God is Love Pentecostal Church and other evangelical outlets. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil is again hearing something on 4555. Last reported in early September there by him, I believe, was Radio Virgen de Remedios in Tupiza, Bolivia, and he assumes that is again the station being heard on that strange frequency at 2358 to midnight 10 UT with religious programming mentioning Cochabamba. Agricultura São Paulo continues to have severe technical problems. What a shame that one of the few Brazilians that's not a gospel huckster has such severe problems. Their 6170 outlet was instead interfering on 6098, according to some monitoring by Luis Chaninetru in the Rádio Escutas Yahoo group. Their 31-meter frequency has also been jumping all over the place, but they were actually on frequency 9615. December 11th at 0921, says Jorge Freitas in Hardcore DX. However, the modulation was distorted. That new Brazilian, Rádio 9 de Julho, is reported just below 9820. Maurits van Driessen, Belgium, measured at 9819.54. at 2118 UT, December 11th, and Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal has heard it on 9819.5, both at 1228 and 2156. Radio Globo is another one that's been jumping around the band. I heard a spur on 11960, and Carlos Gonçalves did as well, December 12th at 2142, but also close to their nominal frequency, 11804.7. He heard them December 12th at 2144 and the 13th at 1233 with religious propaganda programs, as he puts it. In Atividade de Xix, Samuel Cassio in Brazil reports Rádio Inconfidência's second harmonic on 12019.50, November 29th at 2052. Radio Nacional Argentina also can't keep to its proper frequency, 6060. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil says it sounded best around 5960, December 10th at 0825 with news. That new relay of a Nigerian FM station back to Nigeria on shortwave is still being reported, ASO Radio International, ASO, on 15180. John Wilkins, Colorado, heard them signing on at 1600 UT, December 9th, with drum and flute music, presumably in the Hausa language. And they went off at 1657, says Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, on December 11th. Also heard on December 10th by Jerry Dexter in Wisconsin in the Nassau flash sheet. However, the site is not yet known for sure. The Aoki list in Japan suggests it may be France. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1439. Consult our website for much more information, including the archive of DX Listening Digests, upon which this program is based. Our thanks this week for financial support to Rich Mitchell, who says, I appreciate all that you do. I listen via podcast almost every week. I'm not a big fan of the short political comments, but there aren't many of them. I get over it. You provide a great service. He sent a donation via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. We also accept checks in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Here's an intriguing listening, which may lead to something interesting. Kai Ludwig in Germany points out that there has been registered since the beginning of the season on Wednesdays only at 1600 to 1657 UT on 13790, a transmission via Issoudun, France, 500 kilowatts at 128 degrees. On behalf of an organization abbreviated ADM, what does that stand for? Andy Sennett says, according to HFCC, it's the Abu Dhabi Media Company. However, I see the target area is Sudan, including Darfur and the Horn of Africa. Originally supposed to be only on Wednesdays, but from January 1st, it's supposed to expand to 7 days a week. But what is it? Keep checking at 16 UT on 13790. Several weeks ago, we could tell that Syria was interfering with WBCQ on 9330. WBCQ was slightly off frequency, causing heterodyne. This was in the local afternoons here, between 18 and 23 UT. Then WBCQ adjusts its frequency quite close to 9330, and we're no longer hearing any trace of the carrier from Syria. It was barely modulated for months and months, so I wonder if they finally decided to add no carrier to no modulation. In other words, is it really finally totally off the air? I'd appreciate it if listeners in Europe or closer to Syria would check 9330 and see if they can detect any broadcasts. Could well be they have closed down shortwave, since their English and German programs at least are available on demand via their website, as we reported last week. Here's a way to hear English from Abu Dhabi, although it's rather indirect. We looked at the latest FIBA schedule, which I like to file still under Seychelles Non, since that's where the station originated, although it's no longer connected with Seychelles. And it showed Sundays only at 14 to 14:30 in English on 12045. In the British DS Club, Dave Kinney says, in addition to that, there are a few other English broadcasts on their schedule, 12045 as well, but for only a quarter hour at 14:15 on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. And finally, on Monday and Saturday, only at 0145 to 02 hours on 6140. All of these are beamed to South Asia via the site in Abu Dhabi, and I expect they're nothing but preaching. In the National Radio Club, Mark DeLorenzo in Massachusetts says, Iceland 189 for breakfast. One thing I really like about this time of year is that their long-wave frequency can be heard as late as 1130 UT. There's still a path of darkness between Iceland and North America. It's fun to listen to a long-wave transatlantic while getting ready for work in the morning. On December 8th, they had a decent signal with news in Icelandic at 1100. It was gone by 1115. But it should stay in a little longer as we get closer to the solstice. Furthermore, Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal often hears Iceland 189, even at lunchtime for him, about the same time as heard in Massachusetts, actually, 1135 to 1230 UT, December 14th. On November 26th at 1334, I was hearing a BBC World Service loop announcement on 15180, repeated every 29 seconds, saying that there is no programming on this channel at present. How nice of them to fire up a transmitter and tell me they have nothing to say. But later on, I began to wonder if this had something to do with resuming a Kyrgyz service on shortwave, since, like Radio Liberty, they've been banned from local FM in Kyrgyzstan. In fact, BBC has scheduled now a Kyrgyz service at 13 to 1330 on that same frequency, 15180 via Rampisham. following up last week's mystery about BBC being heard on 9625 during the 14 UT hour interfering with CBC Northern. That has now been identified as a new relay via Cyprus, not South Africa. And in fact, it was in the clear while CBC was missing for 5 days. Dan Goldfarb in England heard on the news from Sweden that there was the biggest earthquake in 100 years in the area near Hirby. That's the transmitter site of Radio Sweden. It may not be big by Californian or Japanese standards, but even a minor quake might damage transmitter equipment. So, have any of their transmissions been affected? Before that, it was announced that Radio Sweden would add Christmas frequencies for its English broadcast to Europe at 2130, 1179 medium wave, and 5850 instead of relaying the domestic service in Swedish. That's only between Christmas and New Year's Day, according to Media Network. Via Steve Witt, medium wave circle. SAQ, the Alexanderson alternator on very low frequency, 17.2 kHz, will carry out another transmission on Christmas Eve. The message will be sent at 0800 UT and repeated at 0830. The transmitter will be on and tuned up starting about 0730. There will be no coordinated ham radio activity this time, but they will be QSLing. Info at alexander.n.se. In Playdx, Stumpf Karl Andreas confirms that the Swiss medium wave frequency 531 will definitely close on 28 December. That's Beremünster with the DRS-1 service. There'll be a special Wunschkonzert, that is request program, with special guests and interviews from 16 to 23 UT on that date. And Kai Ludwig has received word from Wolf Harant that Austria's 1476 transmitter is also going to be closed down. The special programming there, such as the Africa service, will remain online and probably be expanded in that way. I believe the close down for that is to be at midnight, December 31st. In BCDX, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports hearing what he thinks is the second transmitter in Sitiūnai, Lithuania, testing on 9555 kHz. December 16th, before and after 08 UT, with 1,000 hertz tones. The frequency has been registered for broadcast to the east, but not used so far for any clients. The Spanish and Portuguese-speaking DX world is in mourning because the producer of the DX program Frecuencia RM in Spanish on the Voice of Russia, and before that for many years on Radio Moscow, died on December 11th. He's known as Pancho Rodriguez. But that was his air name. His real name was Juan Patricio Cortés Jacome, and he came from Chile. On the 25-meter band, frequencies from 11650 to 12050 are now supposed to be exclusively for broadcasting. Yet there's some persistent radio teletype interference, 12015, and also 11687.5, which causes a lot of problems for broadcasters on 11690. I've been wanting to identify this, but it's difficult to pin down. Apparently, it's not exactly regular radio teletype, and it is encrypted. Andy Reid in Ontario has been complaining about this lately. So I put out some info about this. Mauno Ritola inquired of Lennart Dimert, and he says it's transmissions for the Black Sea Fleet from Sevastopol, Ukraine, call sign Romeo Charlie Victor. However, there were some earlier reports thinking it's maybe for the French Navy posted in the UDXF group. If anyone can actually monitor these transmissions and identify them for certain, we would appreciate it. On December 16th, Radio Romania International was missing from its recent new frequency 11970 for English until 1400. I'm wondering if they've already moved to escape the collision with WYFR, but as yet, no word of a replacement. I'm hearing that motorboating sound again on a frequency of Radio Bulgaria. I'm afraid the transmitter is acting up again, although I'm not positive it's coming from them. 11700 kilohertz until 1500 UT. While the parallel this time was okay, 15700. In the ADX group in German via WWDXC, Nils Schiffhauer in Germany has been precisely measuring the frequencies on 4760, the two stations in India, Leh and the Andaman Islands, but they're not on exactly the same frequency. Now this may change, they may vary somewhat, but when he was measuring them, he found that Leh was on 4760.029, slightly high, while Port Blair, fading in at 1155, was slightly low on 4759.987. Not to be confused with TWR Swaziland signing on at 1555 on 4760.01. But that lasts only until 1659. Al-Muik in Afghanistan was pleased to get a verification from All India Radio Port Blair, Andaman Islands. He sent them a report by postal mail with two IRCs, but they replied via email. And he says the correct email address, rather than the one on the AIR website, is airportblair@rediffmail.com. And they asked for further reports. Ron Howard in California reports hearing a rare AIR station for him, Aizawl on 5050, December 12th at 1526 to 1545, when conditions were outstanding, with their English news at 9 at 1530. Usually there's too much interference from Guangxi, China. And he heard it again December 14th until sign-off at 1545, mixing with not only Guangxi, but Voice of the Strait in China. Hearing Voice of Mongolia direct is rather difficult, so why not try hearing the relay via Russia? The broadcast in Russian I've heard on 12025 with interval signal and news at 1350 UT. It's Radiostantsiya Golos Mongolia and supposed to be parallel to 13600. In Brazil, Bahia, Jorge Freitas reports in the Paraná DX Club hearing the 1 kilowatt Indonesian 7235 RRI in Palu, starting at midnight UT December 14th. That's quite a rarity. It's their daytime frequency on the air until 0800. FEBC, scheduled in Chinese, but turned out to be a truly bilingual program in English discussing origins of Christmas carols on a Friday at 1450 on 9430, and excellent reception even in Central North America. Johannan in New Jersey says signals from Europe were coming through on the 49-meter band as early as 1800 UT, December 14th. Propagation outlook from Boulder issued December 16th. ANK indices peaking at 10 and 3 December 22nd, January 1st and 2nd. Otherwise, mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux rising from 68 to a peak of 70 December 27th to January 8th. And that's World of Radio 1439 with seasonal greetings. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.